Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. Niles Gens in studio with us. Again, I want to give you that phone number for Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. Of course, that would be area code 320. And they are online at GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Fabulously well. I trust that your Mother's Day was good.
It was good. Helene and I went to church Sunday morning, which is per normal.
Yep.
And then the kids all went different directions, so no kids came over until the afternoon.
Sure.
Yeah, we just did a stir fry on the Blackstone, and I still can't get that rice. Still,
the way it's supposed to be.
Just like I can't get it to look like it looks like on TV.
I know. I hear you.
But yeah, we just got a putzed around, did yard work, and Natalie and her family came over later in the afternoon. And
nice.
Yeah, it was a good day, good weather. I went fishing the day before. I did not hurt the walleye population at all. They are still fully stocked.
Cat outfished me again, which is no surprise.
Well, everybody outfished me. We got nothing. It was a tough day. Anyhow, it's been a great weekend. Sounds like we've got a great weekend coming up.
I sure think so.
Yeah, like a nice Memorial Day is less than 2 weeks.
Can you believe that? As of 12 noon tomorrow, the month of May is half gone.
Yeah, it's just crazy how time goes by. So we're going to talk about a lot of topics today, so we're going to be jumping around just a tad. Just want to give a heads up when the workshops are later on this month, the 29th of May at the Holiday Inn here in the west side of town. Also, that same night at the Poor Wine and Bistro down in Otsego. The very next night, again, back here in St. Cloud at the old Brick House. That'd be the second time we've been there. And then June 4th, we have an overflow of an overflow of an overflow of the Maximum Security, how to maximize your Social Security at the St. Cloud Public Library. That is an overflow cloud from like 2 months ago.
Right.
And then also the same night, the seminar at the Rockwoods down in Otsego. So other things we're going to talk about today is the Rule 72. We touched on that a couple weeks ago when
I was here.
We're also going to talk about, I heard there's an election this fall.
There could be.
Did you hear about that,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, I think. Who's running?
I can't wait till it's over. But the 2024 election, how that could impact your retirement. And then we'll wrap up today's show, three details that matter for successful retirement. So the Rule of 72 is something I learned long, long time ago. I think it was even back in high school. So obviously people probably can appreciate the fact that I like math.
Mm-hmm.
I like what I would call normal math.
Solving the problem.
Solving the problem, yeah. Math. I was never big into words I can't even pronounce.
The trig and the sine and the cosine and the tangents,
yes,
and all that stuff. Me too.
My godfather, who's my mom's youngest brother, is retired now, was a professor at Carleton College.
Didn't I meet him?
Yes, you did.
I did, yeah.
And he was in charge of the mathematics department. So math kind of runs in the family.
Yeah.
But he would show me his book sometime. There'd be, you know, probably 400 to 500 pages thick hardcover. And I think, oh, it's a book. I'll pick it up. It's all math formulas. Basically, it's a title, maybe a table of contents, maybe some acknowledgments in the front end.
Yeah.
That's it. And a guy like that can sit there and read that book like you and I read Reader's Digest.
You know, I knew a guy once who read, extremely wealthy person, flew all over the world just for fun, and he used to read books in whatever language to the country that he was going, right? So he would be reading books that were printed in Spanish or printed in French or whatever, and that just blows me away, people that can do that.
Yeah, but this book that Uncle Richard read was all math formulas.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get that complicated of math today.
And the Rule of 72 is not that complicated.
The Rule of 72 is very, very simple. So basic, the rule is 72 is how your money doubles, okay? So if we take the number 72 and we divide it by any number.
Okay.
So if we divide it by 6, for example, 72 divided by 6 is 12.
Thank you.
You kept your shoes on. I appreciate that, okay? So that means your money is going to double in 12 years, okay?
Okay.
If you take the number 72 and divide it by 10 means your money is going to double 7.2 years.
Okay.
If you take the number 72 and divide it by 12, it means your money's going to double in every 6 years.
But what's the doubler? How does that happen?
That's just a doubling of the money. So okay. if you put $10,000 in an investment,
yes,
and you did a very conservative 6% rate of return,
okay,
that means that $10,000 are worth 20 in 12 years.
Okay, gotcha. Okay?
That's how it works. So if you take investing, now also, which we won't get into today because you and I both have to take our shoes off to do that, if you take the number 115, that's a tripling number.
Okay.
It's a tripling number. So if you want your money to triple, you take 115 divided by your rate of return. That's how long it takes for your money to triple.
Okay.
But we won't get into the tripling. Let's just concentrate on doubling. So it impacts how your money's going to grow. The beauty of investing is compounding interest. Okay? So how your money makes money.
But that's not just regular interest, is it?
Yep.
Compound interest is the same as regular interest?
It's the same thing.
Okay, gotcha.
So if you put money in an investment in compounding interest, that's where the rule of 72 comes into play.
Right.
Okay? So you have to understand how your money makes money in retirement. Okay? So why is that important? Well, because money that you're making on your money is free money.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
You get taxed, right?
Well, we're going to talk about taxes here pretty quick. Okay. So let's not.
I'm muddying the waters.
Well,
I am sorry.
We're going to hit taxes pretty hard here in a few minutes. Okay. Okay. So the key is, and there are software programs that do that. We use software programs at the office too called eMoney. But it's also very simple with a calculator. If anybody even owns an old-fashioned calculator anymore.
I do.
Or a calculator in your cell phone. You basically, if you put away $5,000 every year, and if you got a rate of return on it, you tell you how that $5,000 is going to make you more money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So again, the key to investing is to make money, and that's a Captain Obvious statement.
Right.
But also the key to making money when it comes to investing is how losses will affect you. Now, we're not talking about taxes yet. Of course, that is a loss.
Right.
But I'm talking about market volatility losses. So a common question that comes up at the office on a daily basis or just a conversation, Niles, what do you think the market is going to do? Well, anything I tell you is my opinion. Anything that we read, there's two sides of the fence going forward. Some say the S&P is up for some hellacious gains this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, boy, it's already within 1% of its maximum. It's already peaking. What's going to cause it to drastically go up? Might be with November 7th type thing. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Or will the market go down this next year? Okay. So the market will do one of those two things. But the problem is we're going to get caught in the middle when it comes to our retirement. Now, it's okay when you're 20, 30, 40 years old to ride out the storm, for lack of a better word.
Right.
But if you're in your 50s, say mid-50s, on up, can you afford to take a potential hit in the market? So, for example, the S&P 500, and I forgot this chart at home. I'll bring it along next week, or at the office, I should say. The S&P has been around 85, 86 years,
mm-hmm.
something like that. It has ups and downs, and I'm going to go off of memory now because I don't have it with me.
Mm-hmm.
But the S&P has lost money a few times along the way.
Yes,
okay?
Sir. Yep.
But for example, if the S&P lost 20%, by the way, the S&P is the Standard & Poor's 500, which is large caps. So if the market is down 20%, or your investments go down 20%, people think, well, I just got to make 20% next year and I'll be even. No. If you have $100,000 in an investment and you lost 20%, that means you got $80,000.
Right.
If you made 20% profit the second year, you're making $16,000. Mm-hmm. So you're at 96.
Yeah, you're still a little shy.
Yeah, so if you go down 20%, you need to make 25% to break even. If it goes down 35%, you need to make 33.33%. If it goes down 30%, you need to make almost 43%. If it goes down 40%, you got to make 66.67. Now, the S&P has never gone down 40% in 1 year.
Okay.
Never. And I believe, if my memory is right, it's only gone down three times more than 30%.
Okay.
But only, what if that only reappears? What if you are just, you can see your retirement on the horizon, you can see it, mm-hmm. you can feel it, you're getting the mood for it, you're getting your expenses in line, you're getting your bills paid, you're getting your honey-do list lined up and all that good stuff, and boom,
that's,
you know
why
what? Now, we haven't seen it as of late, but if you go back to the 2007, 2008, 2009, thereabouts, 10, thereabouts, you would see quite a few older people re-entering the workforce.
Right.
Because they didn't manage their money properly in retirement. So there are investments out there that you can participate in the gains in the S&P 500, which is kind of the gauge. Other gauges would be like the NASDAQ, you know, other things like that, Russell 2000, the Dow Jones, and there's umpteen other indexes. But it does concentrate on the S&P. There are investments where you can participate, like I said, in the gains of the S&P, but more importantly, be protected from losses in the S&P. Remember, the key to retirement is to keep what you got.
Right.
Okay? And to make some gains along the way to at least keep up with the cost of living. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard to believe the government told us 2 weeks ago inflation didn't go away. And that, I'm sure that surprised everybody out there.
Sure.
It didn't go away. Again, tongue in cheek on that one, Bob. There's certain words I can't say on air, but anyhow.
We know.
Yeah. Okay? So I think it's very important that now that the times that we're in, that you really start focusing on your retirement, big time.
And you know what, Niles? Obviously, people are understanding that, or you wouldn't have overflow crowds to talk about your Social Security, right?
Right, right. So we're obviously, these workshops, seminars are busting the doors as far as our attendance on those. We should have our video available, I would say, no later than June 1st.
Okay.
They're going through it right now to where they're taking 2-3 minutes snippets of it, if that's the right word.
Yep.
So that you can go on our website and say, well, I want to see what Niles says about the S&P 500.
Okay.
So you'll be able to go on our website and listen to that 2-3 minute
nice.
Workshop.
Nice.
Or if you want a little snippet about Social Security
yep.
or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're breaking that all apart right now. Obviously, it's going to be, you might turn it on. So Niles is in the middle of a sentence, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
So I'm not the person that's doing all this.
Yeah.
Natalie, along with the company that we hired to do that,
sure.
is breaking all apart. Plus, also the entire presentation will be available too.
Right.
So that'll be available on June 1. But you don't have to come to a workshop. You don't have to watch it on the internet. You can just call us at the office.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Bob. When I sat down here in your studio here, all two of your three TVs were on. And
there's a reason the one on the far left is not on. If you catch my drift.
Did somebody throw something at it?
No, but I've wanted to a lot. So it's on the far left. The TV is on the far left. Okay. I don't turn that one on.
Okay. There was election stuff on both TVs. There's right now. Look at
yes,
the one on the right.
Exactly
okay?
right.
So it's, I guess, for lack of a better word, we're in some interesting times.
Yes, sir.
I am not of the opinion, this is just Niles' opinion, I'm not an opinion the sky's falling. I think the sky will fall someday, but that's not up to you and I when that's going to happen.
Correct.
We have been through some interesting times in the past. If you're a history buff, mm-hmm. Which I am somewhat,
mm-hmm.
If you go back to pre-World War I, the United States had no military to speak of, the economy was in the tank. And something else started back in the early 1900s, which we'll get to in a little bit.
All right, sir.
So let's talk about election. I wish it wasn't the way it is. I wish we could get honest honest statements. Don't get personal, you know, that type of stuff. Be professional,
yeah,
that type of stuff. And I, you know, not to talk what side of the fence I might be on. People might kind of know that already.
You know, Niles, Mark Twain said it best. Why open your mouth and prove to everybody how stupid you are?
Okay. But Natalie picked this up for me.
Oh, I was not talking about you. I was talking about our political candidates.
I didn't take it that way. Now that you said it again, I might take it that way. Anyways, so how will the 2024 election impact your retirement? The big question is, we don't know. Okay. But we do know there's going to be some, more than probably know, I should say, there's going to be some very volatile times coming up, okay? Several reasons. Inflation's not in check. Interest rates are still high. People are still spending money like it's water.
Yeah.
Every restaurant, every store, the highways are full, okay? I can't believe when we come back from a granddaughter or grandson's a sporting event, you know, we come home at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and the roads are full.
Full of people. And they're not spending cash either, are they?
Yeah, it's that. Now, we do use a debit card to pay, but we filled the car with gas that stuff. But there's a lot of credit card activity going on.
Exactly.
Okay? And I despise credit cards. But Natalie picked this up, and it's kind of, we'll talk about it. Back in 1804, you probably don't remember that.
I was not around then. No.
So there was two gentlemen running for president of the United States. One was Aaron Burr.
Yes, sir.
And the other one was Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they decided instead of doing a debate, which I understand we're going to have a debate coming up here in June, I think, which should be more than interesting, but they decided to duel it out.
Right.
I'm not talking boxing gloves dueling out. They decided they were going to use pistols.
Right.
Okay. So Aaron Burr got off the shot that killed Alexander Hamilton. So that's how they did the debate back then.
Back then.
Now, some people say, what? No, why don't we do? No, never mind. So the political arena has been topsy-turvy. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit when it comes to this election coming up.
Okay.
And the politicians like to spend money like it's not theirs.
Right.
Like it's somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Which is.
Which, in fact, it is. But they don't care.
It's our money.
Right.
Okay? So when it comes to retirement, you have to understand how taxes are going to impact it. So if you had $500,000 in an investment, say a 401k, and you're retired, you think, God, I got a pretty good pile of money. I got $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all yours.
We forget about the taxes,
somebody
don't we?
Else has more than their fingers in there, okay?
Yes, they do.
So they are going to tax you that anywhere from low 20-some percent up to low 30-some percent, depends what tax bracket you're in,
right.
Okay? But let's say you are combined 25% tax bracket, just again, just easy numbers here today. But a fourth of that $500,000 belongs to somebody else, being the politicians. So if we look at when taxes started, okay, when the federal tax rate started,
mm-hmm.
they started in 1913. We had no federal income tax prior to that, okay? And that was now part of the ratification of the 16th Amendment.
1913,
we started taxes. So Ronald Reagan, you probably remember Ronald. Actually, a little side story on Ronald. When Ronald passed away,
yes, sir.
I can't remember how many years ago. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
A client of ours in St. Paul heard her husband, he had also passed away. We're good friends of the Reagans.
Okay.
Golfing friends. So she, Grace called, and Grace has now passed away too. But she called me up and said, Niles, would you come to the house and watch the Ronald Reagan funeral with me?
Oh my, yes. I saw that.
Yeah.
I watched that.
So we sat there in her house. She lived on Summit Avenue in St. Paul.
Right.
Her husband was a doctor. She was a nurse that had no kids. So we sat there all day watching the Ronald
Reagan. Telling stories.
Yep. And she told me stories about Ronald. Oh. Now, as you know, Bob, I don't know about you, but I'm a genius when I look backwards.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Why did I not have a tape recorder there taping all the stories? Because I forgot 99% of them.
No doubt.
Okay? But the point is, Ronald Reagan, he made a statement. To say the government spends like drunken sailors is an insult on drunken sailors. Okay, so let's talk about taxes. When they started the income taxes back in 1913, when the income tax was first enacted, top tax rate was only 7%.
Okay.
And it affected only 1% of the workers. Okay.
Wow.
Which would be equivalent today of making people making in the ballpark of $15 million. Okay.
Yeah.
And there were seven simple brackets back then. But it took only three short years for the top rate to jump to 67% in 1917 with 21 brackets. Then it leaped to 77% in 1918 with 56 brackets, with even the first of every dollar taxed at 6%. Today's politicians are a little bit more sneaky.
Uh-huh.
Both parties are of career politicians. In a speech at the 1988 Republican National Convention, you do remember this, when he accepted the party's presidential nomination, George H.W. Bush said, "Read my lips, no new taxes." Yet the next year, he signed a bill that increased taxes.
Yeah.
In 1982, people don't realize this, after reducing the income tax rate from 70% to 50%, Reagan joined the Republicans and the Democrats alike, making Social Security taxable just two years later. But at that time, only 50% of your Social Security check was taxable. Now it's 85% of your Social Security taxes taxable.
Right.
In the near term, maybe tax increases won't be significant. But the longer term, they are attacking, and emphasize the word attacking, your retirement accounts, Social Security, Medicare premiums, and capital gains.
That's why they're making all this stuff mandatory for employees, isn't it? Or employers,
yep.
Isn't it?
So one thing that was pad that we just caught wind of Monday at the office, the state of Minnesota enacted, when you take money out of a retirement account, you could decide if you wanted to stay in Minnesota, taxes withheld or not.
Okay.
Nope. Not anymore. It's mandatory, 6.25%.
You know why?
Now, you think they blew the $19 billion.
They got to pay for the new flag somehow. Yeah. Oh, did I say that? Oh,
don't say that, Bob. Don't bring that flag up, Bob. We'll keep talking about election stuff after there. After Bob got us all wound up.
You know, Ronald Reagan was also a lifeguard. He saved 17 people from drowning. Did you know that?
I knew he was a lifeguard.
Yeah. Saved 17 people from drowning.
Cool.
That's character, my friends.
Cool.
Right there. Knowing what to do and then doing the right thing. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, Gens Financial Services, online at gensfinancial.com. 258-3688 is their phone number. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services in studio with us. The phone number for Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. Of course, that is area code 320. Online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And Niles, your workshops very well attended, even in the summertime.
Yeah, we do take the month of July off. Although I do have a thought that the Social Security workshops, we're still getting full. Then we got to put another one behind it, another one behind it.
Yeah.
So the workshop coming up on June 4th, Social Security one, I think this is the third overflow one.
Yeah.
Okay. So at our regular events where we do touch on Social Security quite a bit, May 29th at the Holiday Inn, also the 29th, the Poor Wine and Bistro. People say, well, how can you do two in one night? I'm not that multi-talented. Rogers does the speak. Roger, who has been with me for, I don't know, 15, 16 years,
yeah.
Does the Otsego ones. And then May 30th, Kevin's going to do the Old Brick House here in St. Cloud. And then in June is the June 4th is the Social Security one at the Buffalo. Don't go to the Buffalo Library, Bob. Nobody's going to be there. The St. Cloud Library. And the retirement seminar again at the Rockwoods at Otsego. So give us a call, 320-258-3688. So I got a challenge for everybody out there.
All right, sir.
Natalie does a fantastic job. And those who don't know, Natalie is our daughter,
yep.
our favorite daughter, actually. So Natalie usually picks the topics for the shows that we do. And I have input, too.
Sure.
But she does the vast majority of them. So if anybody out there has a topic they'd like us to cover in the future, just give me a call, 320-258-3688. More than likely, I'll have to call you back.
Right.
Just say, whoever says, folks, yeah, I was listening to Niles on the radio, and I got an idea for him. and then I'll call you back.
It's kind of cool because we'll take your requests, is what we're saying here on the radio.
Yeah, or you can email me at Niles, N-Y-L-E-S, at Gentz, G-E-N-T-Z, financial.com. Email me your thoughts and put in the topic line idea or thoughts so I, because I get about 80 to 100 emails a day.
Yep.
The vast majority of them are junk, so like sometimes I delete stuff quickly or the staff does it for me. So just put ideas or thoughts in the subject line. So Niles at GentzFinancial.com. So we were talking about the impacts of the election. Bob, you and I have been around the block a couple, three times. You probably three, me too. Things have, are not looking shaky necessarily, but interesting is a word I would use.
Good word,
yeah. Again, I don't believe the sky is falling. I don't think we're back to 1929 again, market crash, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm a firm believer, and Helene and I do it with our retirement accounts. You gotta be aware of what's going on with those things.
For sure.
Okay? Because you don't have a do-over. So if you're heading to retirement or you want to retire in the next 5-10 years, you need to step back and take a good hard look at where you're at as far as volatility.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea where the how the election's going to go in November 7th, I believe it is. I have my wishes, of course, but sometimes wishes don't come true.
That and $5 will get you a cup of coffee somewhere.
Yeah. But anyhow, so again, be careful. So here are some tips for the election year. Now's the time to make tax minimization moves on your retirement money while tax rates are all-time lows. The Trump tax bill is expected, again, depends how the election goes, to sunset. That means go away at the end of 25.
Yes.
2025 is not that far away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if the election goes south, for lack of a better word, that those taxes will go up automatically in 2026, okay? And insulate, I can't emphasize this enough. I put a more explanation point by it. Insulate your investments from market losses.
Mm-hmm.
When people come to see us and they say, Niles, we've been in this investment and we lost X amount of dollars. Now, of course, that hasn't happened much as of late, but it does not make sense to take your retirement money, go to Las Vegas, put it on that roulette table, pick out a, I don't know how to play roulette.
But a red or black.
Red or black, and let this little white ball, ping pong ball type thing, bounce around to decide your retirement. You can't invest when you're in your late 50s and 60s like you invested when you were 35.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, most people back 30 years ago didn't have much money to invest in begin with.
True.
Okay.
True.
So if you did lose some money, it was not such a big impact dollar wise. So you got to be careful what's going on out there. So you also want to start layering your retirement. So I'm going to take Social Security at this time.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to take it at 62, 63, 64, all the way up to age 70. People, even at the Social Security workshops, will like to challenge Kevin, because Kevin does those, or at our workshops, they'll challenge me. He said, Niles, I'm going to take my money at 62. That's why I'm going to take it. Good for you, Bob.
Absolutely. If you can do that.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for you, Bob. But the other 50 people sitting in the room, that might not necessarily work for it. So, again, everybody's situation is going to be different.
Right.
There are two sides to a coin. Everybody's story is going to be different. That's why you need, when you come in the office, you need to bring your Social Security statement with you, bring along your investments, and then we start layering your income.
Yeah.
So when you're going to retire at 65, just to pick a random number, where's your income going to come from?
Right.
Are you going to take Social Security or are you going to live off investment income? Okay. So then you take a bucket of money. This is my first 5 years of retirement. Here's where money's going to come from. My second 5 years, my third 5 years, my fourth 5 years. People go, Niles, I'm in my 80s. Yeah, you are. And you're still alive probably.
You have clients in their 90s.
Yep, I had a client in yesterday, 92. Okay,
it happens. It better happen.
Yeah, her husband passed away here the first part of April, 95. Okay, and they've been clients right at 30 years. Okay, that's one very sad part about this business.
I understand.
Is that you have somebody who's a client 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and all of a sudden you get the call they're in a hospice care somewhere, or they've passed away, okay? Yeah. So again, layer your income, okay? And also don't hope the market does returns for you. Get yourself in a position that if the market gives you a return, you participate. But if the market goes negative, you're protected for the negative.
Okay. If side A goes down, side B can go up. You need to position yourself that way, correct?
Yes. Or you need to protect yourself that if the market goes down a certain percentage, you have insurance on that.
Gotcha. Okay?
So you can protect yourself. Investing can be very complicated.
Yeah.
So I see very complicated statements that people bring in sometimes that'll be 30, 35 pages thick. And I go, Bob, can you explain to me your investments? Niles, we don't have a clue what's going on.
You know what that says to me? That if you're going to throw up a smoke screen, I'm going to make it as hard for you to understand this as possible.
Yep. And I'm going to make your statement so thick.
Yeah.
And I see them all the time.
It's hard to understand.
It is, yeah. So people will come to me, or come to us, I should say, Niles, we're invested with XYZ. We don't understand what we got. Could you explain it to us? And I'll look through it, explain it to them.
Right.
Not necessarily a bad thing that they're doing. Yeah. It could be very good portfolio. And I'll tell them, say, oh, you know, Jim's doing a good job for your Sally's doing a good job.
Sure.
Here's what I see looks good. And here's maybe a few tweaks you want to talk to Sally about. I have no problem doing that.
Right.
You know, if something's working for somebody, you don't try to fix it.
Right. It's not broken.
That's just common sense. Okay. But investing does not need to be. That sounds like good English, Bob.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be so
complicated.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
Right.
The rule of 72, which we started the show about
not
today.
Not complicated.
Not complicated, okay? Protect your money from stock market losses is not rocket science.
Right.
Okay? Get your bills paid for before you retire. Not rocket science. Yeah. Don't have credit cards. Not, you know, use them, pay them off type thing. Don't run. Don't go buy a $100,000 car where $50,000 or $30,000 one would have got you by. Okay?
What if you can't afford it? Don't buy it.
I've had people come in the office and go, "What do you get? Hey, I see you have a car. What's your payment? $1,400 a month? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's a house payment and then some. Okay, yeah. It's nice. And again, don't kid yourself. I have a nice vehicle. You know, we have a nice house and all that. My work car is 6 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it gets from the office, from the house to the office back home.
Right.
Okay. I don't need a fancy vehicle to do that. But my point is, and I'm trying to stress here, is debt is the killer in retirement. Losing money in a stock market volatility is a killer in retirement. And if you don't understand taxes on your investments, that could sink your ship too. Okay. So it's a lot of stuff we talk about. We're going to talk about you when you come in. So next week, we're going to start the show, Bob, on three details that matter for successful retirement.
Three.
Just three, Bob.
I can do that.
Okay.
Niles Gens, always a pleasure, sir.
Yep. We'll see you next week, everybody, and have a great week.
You bet. Be safe out there. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. The phone number for Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. They are, of course, online. Very simple. Just go to GensFinancial.com. GENTZ, GensFinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.